region, which has been selected for a program for vulnerable children and young adults. So for the next 3 years, the Victorian government has committed to fund functional family therapy, child welfare, and this will be delivered by child welfare organisation AusChild. And Dr. Lisa J. Griffiths is AusChild's Chief Executive Officer and is with you now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sandra. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you. Tell us about AusChild. What do you do?
Well, we've been around for quite a number of years. This is our 170th year. We've been serving vulnerable children and families across Victoria and the nation throughout that time. We provide a large range of programs across the spectrum, including family intervention programs like functional family therapy, child welfare, right through to out-of-home care programs like foster care.
And I suppose the point of difference with this particular program is rather than engaging just with individuals, it really is extended to the whole family, and sessions actually take place in the family home?
That's correct, yes, Sandra. So functional family therapy was first developed in the USA, and it's an evidence-based, well-documented and really successful family intervention for families that do experience extreme vulnerability. It's a therapeutic program, so it's shown to strengthen relationships in at-risk families, and it equips families with skills and strategies to manage challenging behaviours and situations, with the ultimate goal of the program to reduce removal rates of children into foster care, which are really quite high at the moment.
And why Shepparton in particular in the Goulburn Valley region?
Well, Shepparton and the Goulburn Valley is really important because they're in the top 15 LGAs of socioeconomic disadvantage, and children are in a really high range of experiencing vulnerability up there. In fact, we've been having rates of growth of about 10% per year of children being removed and placed into out-of-home care. So children are at such a disadvantage in this area, this program will be of real advantage to them.
And so when will things start to get underway?
Well, we're looking now. We're actively recruiting. So if there's anyone listening that's interested in coming to work for an organisation that really looks after you and most importantly makes a difference in the lives of children and families, then do give us a call. We are actively recruiting for social workers or psychologists to work in the programme, and we hope to have it up and running by November the 1st.
And it is funded by the state government?
It is, yes. So the government has invested up to $1 million per year in the Shepparton area to run this program for the next 3 years. And we're very fortunate. This program's been run across Australia. We have 10 teams, so it's got a fantastic success rate, with over 95% of families that engage in the program successfully graduating through and keeping their children safely at home.
And as you, obviously, this program's aim to, as you say, keep families together is really just so important in terms of being able to keep the families and obviously the extended family and community together too.
That's right. And this program is quite unusual in that regard, or quite unique in that, and as you mentioned, so the therapists do work in the family home, and they do work with all of the family, not just with an individual. So it may well be that there's risks presenting to children that might put the family then at risk for children to be removed. And those risks could be abuse and neglect, could be substance abuse, could be mental illness, could be school difficulties, or a history with child protection. Could be family violence issues, but the therapists work collectively with all of the family to ensure that they focus on what's challenging those issues to exacerbate, and then work on particular techniques to help get them through to create some behaviour change that will keep the children safe in the family.
Mm. AusChild, which is O-Z and then child. I suppose if we do a search on that, we can find out some more info, and particularly, as you say, in terms of recruitment as well, we'd be able to find details on your website.
Absolutely. Just jump on the website. It is AusChild, O-Z-Child, .com.org.au, and we'd be happy to receive your call and hear all about you.
Very good. Thanks so much for your time and telling us about it this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sandra. Thanks for having us.
from AusChild, Chief Executive Officer Dr. Lisa J. Griffiths, and yes, set to roll out in November this year, and more detail on the website.